Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, mostly Texans, Patriots, worked in a few things, but that was pretty much it. And you got a lot of bonus time because we had some issues where we couldn't go to break. So all on podcastarena.com. We'll probably hit on that some more in the 6 o'clock hour. But right now, what we do every Friday at this time is go through all the NFL games against the spread. But we also just talk about the game. So if you're not a gambler, it's okay. You'll get some insight into how we think the game's going to play out. And if you are a gambler, or if you're in one of those pools where you have to pick every game, we'll at least tell you which direction we would go. And if we actually do have a play, we'll tell you that too. So with all that in mind, we'll start off with Bengals and Broncos. I'm curious to see how Trevor Siemian does in his first road game. And this is not an easy one going into Cincinnati. Right now I see Cincinnati -3.5 on my bookie. I'd probably lean Bronco if I had to play it against the spread. This is not a game I'm interested in. But I think I'm really curious to see if this act goes on the road.
Yeah, it's not a game that I'd be playing. If I had to, I'd be on the other side, though. I'd be on Cincinnati because I'm with you, a quarterback.
I could see a situation where the Bengals run away and hide in that game.
Hell, we just saw Brock Osweiler make his first road start, yeah. And he's not a rookie, but, I mean, when your first road start is against a quality team, that's very difficult, even when you've got a good team behind you. And I think Trevor Siemian has a good team behind him, but the Bengals are pretty solid. I'd like the Bengals in that game.
The Raiders at Tennessee, this line has moved around a little bit. I saw even earlier in the day. Now I'm seeing Raiders -1.5. I think I'd be on the Raiders' side of this. I don't like the noon start for a West Coast team, and I'm a little concerned about that Raiders defense, but I think they're better than the Titans, so I'd probably lean Raider here.
I'm with you. I'd prefer to have not to give up any points. If any points, I'd prefer to give up just one. I don't want the Raiders to win that game and still somehow lose a bet, so I wouldn't play it if it was outside of one. But if you can get it at one or even, then that's probably something I'd be looking
for. Yeah, and I'd keep an eye on that number because it's moved a lot already. It's going to change again. Cardinals -4 at Buffalo. Again, not a game I'm interested in because at some point I think the Bills could get right. I don't think it's going to be against the Cardinals. I just, again, West Coast to East Coast, noon start. I don't like that, but I think the Cardinals cover the 4 if you're playing
I'd be with you on that as well. The Cardinals don't let you run the ball, and
that's about all the Bills can do.
That's the only thing the Bills can do. I think they're going to take that away, and the Bills are going to struggle. So,
Ravens at Jaguars is a pick 'em. I never thought I would say that out loud, but Ravens at Jaguars is a pick 'em.
I don't understand this at all. I mean, what I will say is, and I talk about this all the time, that buying low and selling high on teams.
Yeah.
And this is one of the games where I'd be looking to buy low and sell high. But Lord, I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to sell the Ravens if it's basically just a pick 'em.
Yeah.
And I know normally I'm on the Ravens, but you're going to have a hard time showing me why I should bet the Jags in this game. I like the Ravens, who have shown to be very good defensively this year. And if the San Diego Chargers could shut down the Jags offense last week, I think the Ravens will do okay.
Yeah, I tend to think so. And that Browns game was just extremely weird the way it was played. So if you're using that as a judge to not bet the Ravens, I wouldn't do that. I'm with you on that. I'm actually going to bet this next game, and ordinarily if you're telling me somebody is +10 in the NFL, I'm taking the +10 team. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Miami is just going to destroy Cleveland on Sunday. It's Miami minus 10. Cody Kessler starting at quarterback. Joe Hayden's walking around hurt. They've got almost nothing. And the one thing about the Dolphins, they're not good. And it always scares me to... I think they're going to win this by 3 touchdowns. The one thing they are capable of is they are capable of stomping a hole in a really bad football team, which they're not going to face too many of them. This is one of them. I think the Dolphins get right, and I think they just destroy the Browns. And I'm not even reluctantly willing to give up 10 points there. I feel okay about it.
Yeah, I don't feel as good as you do. I'm not willing to actually play it, but I'm not taking points with the Browns either. last week, I made one of those, the rare exceptions of going against the old woolly double-digit division
double
dog.
Double-digit division dog.
I guess it wasn't division. Carolina and South.
Yeah,
San
well, and that's you weren't here last week, but that's the first time RJ's ever given up double digits.
Yeah, I said absolutely. I'm on Carolina, and this is one case where I'm just going to use that opportunity to pass because I could see the Browns getting smoked here, but I think the Dolphins are highly overrated now as it is. So I don't think the Dolphins are very good. The Dolphins shouldn't be giving 10 points to anybody, but you're right. They are pretty good about kicking the dog crap out of really bad teams. But I think the Dolphins are pretty close to that really bad team conversation.
Oh, they are a bad team. There's no question in my mind they're a bad team.
So what I'm saying is the only team I'm going to give up double-digit points with is a team that I consider to be very good playing against a team I consider to be very bad, like Carolina, San Francisco last week.
Right.
This I'm not willing to give double-digit points when one team I think is pretty bad playing a team that I know is very bad. So I'm just discrepancy is not enough.
But I would almost be willing to bet you 10 points is about as few as you're going to get against the Browns
probably
the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So there's that. Giants minus 3.5 at home against the Redskins. I think the Giants win this game, but I don't like that half. I'd like it better at 3.
I actually played this today at 4.5, and okay. I'm on the Redskins. I like the Redskins. It's another buy low, sell high situation for the Redskins and the Giants. Redskins, if you can get that 4.5 or really 4 or better, I'm high on the Redskins this week. Probably my best play this week.
3.5 right now is the number I'm seeing. Lions plus 7 at Packers. It seems to me that number's about where it should be.
It's about where it should be. If I had to play it, I'd be on the Lions. With what we've seen out of the Packers, you can't feel good about giving up a touchdown with that team right now. I mean, offensively, they just do not look very good. The problem is the Lions aren't very good either offensively. And now they've got to figure out how they're going to play without Amir Abdullah. I'm not crazy about it, but if you've gunned ahead, I'd be on the Lions.
I think the Packers offense gets right this week, but I think the Lions score some points too. I'm more interested in the over 47.5.
Okay.
So that may or may not be a play. You know, so far, I'm just doing the Dolphins, and I've got one other play, which will come up in a bit. But Vikings plus 7 at Carolina. I struggled with this one because I really want to take the Vikings to cover the 7 points, but it's at Carolina. I wonder if with everything that's going on in Carolina, what kind of distraction that is for everybody, both those teams. I can't play this. I think the Panthers win. 7's an awful lot of points. It's just you got to wonder what the offense is going to be like with no Adrian Peterson, with Sam Bradford. How are they going to score?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it's a tough game for the Vikings, but the Vikings aren't a team. Defensively, they're not the kind of team that's going to get blown out very often.
Right.
So I'm not looking to give up that many points if I'm betting the Panthers. But I also don't trust the Vikings offense enough to bet them.
I also think there's a chance the Panthers could wreck shop on them too, which that's a good football team, and I like the Vikings a lot.
But how many people would have thought the Vikings would take care of business last week and against the Packers?
At least that was a home game, and they're opening a new stadium, and a lot of buzz around that. You got to go into Carolina; that's a tough place to play. Seattle minus 10 against the 49ers. I would love to say I'm taking Seattle here, but they just can't score enough points for me right now.
No.
And there's no way.
Under 41.5.
That's a good play. I'm with you.
When I said that probably my play of the week would be the Redskins, that's only pushed by this game, Seattle-San Francisco under 41.5. Seattle has shown that they can't score, but they are still elite defensively. and San Francisco's so bad on offense that it, I think this could just be another, you know, 14-6 type game.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in a side at all. I expect eventually Seattle to get right. I don't know when it's going to be. I know Thomas Rawls has a banged up shin, but I think it's a low scoring game. If I had to lean some way, I'd probably take the 10 points with the Niners.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Just but I'm also not looking to. I'm not looking to bet on the San Francisco 49ers either. Yeah.
It's just we like to. You know, I like to give people something for when they have pools that they all have to pick. I would say if I had to do something, it would be San Francisco plus 10. All right, we'll finish off the rest of the games when we come back. But right now, I'm going to tell you about Blue Apron. And not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. And I've gotten so many great meals from Blue Apron, all for less than $10 a meal. And the amazing thing is, it's meals that I probably wouldn't have tried without Blue Apron. They send them right to your door. And they've got everything with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, pre-portioned ingredients. They can all be prepared in 40 minutes or less. It's so easy. Even I can do it. And you get these amazing meals and amazing recipes. And they create new recipes weekly, and they're not repeated within a year. So you get to choose your meals from a variety of those, or you can let them surprise you. And I got to tell you, I have yet to have a meal where I just didn't say, wow, this is incredible, and it's less than $10 a meal. And you can choose the delivery options to fit your needs. If you want them every week for 3 weeks in a row, you can do that. If you want to space them out, you can do that too. They work with you so that you get the meals when you want them. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/FredF. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/FredF. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
ESPN 97.5.
Back on the Blitz. A few more games to get through, and then we'll have RJ at 5:30. We have a Gym of the Year contender for Gym of the Day today. And 6 o'clock hour, we'll get back to your phone calls, and we'll maybe have some college plays for you at 6 o'clock, too. So a little bit of everything here on a Friday. Let's go on to the LA Rams plus 5.5 at Tampa Bay. I never thought I'd say that I'm willing to give up 5.5 points with the Bucks. The Rams are averaging 4.5 points a game. They still don't have a touchdown. They still have Case Keenum as their quarterback.
Yeah.
Going into Tampa, I kind of think Tampa clubs these guys.
I kind of think that as well. I don't know why they – I don't know what it's going to take for the Rams to make a move. I also don't know if the Rams should make a move, because this is one of those things where you kind of like the idea that they're holding out and letting their guy get some seasoning before they just throw him out there to the Wolves. But at the same time, Keenum's just been so awful.
You know what scares me? How bad is Jared Goff if they're not willing to give him a chance here?
Yeah.
Considering how bad Keenum's been. And I admire that. I'm with you. Be patient with him. But
it's not good.
So, yeah, I'm probably not playing it. But I'm certainly going to consider it. Tampa Bay minus 5.5. Here's an interesting game.
Interesting game.
Steelers minus 3.5 at Philadelphia. Eagles have beaten up on a couple of bad teams so far, but they've looked fairly impressive doing it. I think Carson Wentz can do some things against the Steelers. I like him getting points at home, but you know I love this Steelers team.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me.
It's a very tough line for me.
Because the Steelers have been better defensively than I think people expected.
Not me. I said they were going to be better on defense.
But they've been, I don't know, maybe I expected more of them offensively. You know, Antonio Brown got taken away last weekend. I don't know. I would definitely not make a play on this game. If I had to, I'd be on the side where I got the extra half point.
Yeah.
But it's not a game I'm looking to play. And I'm still... I still don't think the Eagles are for real. But until, you know, they prove otherwise, you got to kind of respect that team a little bit.
Well, I would just... The one thing that worries me about the Eagles is their secondary. And the Steelers could take advantage of that. How about over 47?
Probably. And by going back to that Bucks-Rams game.
Yeah.
Under 42.
Under 42.
Yeah, and I'm normally not a... I know, and I get this all the time, I play a lot of unders, and people hate it.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes to play an under, because basically you're hoping for a boring football game.
Right.
Which is what I did last night, and hope for a boring football game.
And it was. It worked.
Remember, I think we talk about this in the book, when Vegas sets these lines, they know that people prefer to play the overs.
Right.
In general, the Joe Schmo who walks up to the book wants to play favorites and wants to play overs. And Vegas is fully aware of that. And sometimes the best bet you can make is one where you just kind of gulp and say, man, this feels really crappy to do, but you do it. And I do that every time I play an under. So when I give unders, people are like, oh, you with an under again, another under. It's not fun for me either, but you're playing the
percentages. We're here to make
money. Yeah.
How about this? How about a little...
Football's not supposed to be fun, all right? It's about making money.
Gambling's not supposed to be fun.
That's right.
How about a three-way tease, take the under on the Niners Seahawks up, you take the under on the Rams Bucks, and then you take the over on the Steelers Eagles.
Or I'd make it a third under, and I don't know if we haven't mentioned Jets Chiefs yet.
Yeah, we're about to get to that one.
That's another under that I like this weekend. So
Jets plus +3 at Kansas City. I think Kansas City wins a close one, but I don't mind the Jets getting points here. I know it's a road game, but I do like the under on that as well.
This is a tough one because you're basically saying if Chiefs are minus -3, and I really think that Arrowhead is a better home field advantage than
three
typical.
Points. Yeah,
I would. That's one of those that I'd call a 3.5-point edge. There's very few like that, but I think that's one. I think Foxborough's one. I think Seattle's one. But you're basically saying those teams are even, or the Jets are a little bit better. I don't think so. I feel like the Chiefs are a better football team, and I think the Chiefs coming off a poor effort last week, I think this is a spot for them to get right. But I'm with you. The Jets find a way to shut down offenses, and the Chiefs don't have a lot of offense. So I'm gonna stay away from those sides, and I'll play that under total 42. And
the Chiefs, who I like a lot, I had them in the AFC Championship game before the season. They've really only played 1.5 good quarter all year long. When they came back against San Diego, so they were terrible in that game until they got it going. They were terrible against the Texans. So I'm a little worried about them. Bears plus +7 at the Dallas Cowboys.
This is another one that I pushed earlier in the day. 7.5 I got, but it's a buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
The Bears coming off a terrible performance. Not going to have Jay Cutler. Nobody wants to bet on the Bears right now. People always love to bet on the Cowboys anyway.
Right.
This is a perfect, it's just a spot play. You know, it's not that I think the Bears are a better team than the Cowboys. I don't. But just given the spot that they're in, this is a play that I'll be on for the Bears, 7.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing seven right now, but I can see that line going up.
Yeah.
Because the Cowboys usually take a lot of late action because they get a lot of public action. And then finally, the Monday night game, Falcons plus +3 at the New Orleans Saints. If I had to take a side here, I'd take the Falcons. But more importantly, and I know this didn't work last week.
The over.
I'm taking the over here. Saints are a better offense at home. I know the Falcons can score. And I think last week's game was an aberration as far as the Saints-Giants. I'm getting 53.5 for the over-under. I am pounding that.
I'm the same way. And I'll be on both those plays. I'll be on the Falcons and the over.
All right.
So, and much like the Ravens, I know I'm always on the Falcons.
But
getting 3 points and what we've seen of those two teams this year... Doesn't it seem like the Falcons are a better team?
It seems to me like they're pretty much the same team. They can put up points on anybody, but they can't stop anybody. I'll take the 3 points in that situation. Yeah. Even if I think they're dead even, I'll take the points. And I don't think that the Saints are better than the Falcons. So, but I'm more interested in that over. Okay, so just to recap, my only two real plays for sure is I'm taking Dolphins -10, and I'm taking the over 53.5.
All right. I'm
on the Saints Falcons.
My favorites this week, I'm on Redskins and Bears, and then unders in the Chiefs Jets, unders in Tampa versus Rams, and what was my other under?
49ers Seahawks.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think I may, and I'll add this to the website if I decide to do it. I may play a little teaser and take that 49ers Seahawks under, Rams Bucks under, and then take the over on Eagles Steelers and tease that up. So, a little three-way.
A little three-way action.
Yeah. I'd feel pretty good about that, actually.
Three-way action always feels good.
Friend. Always.
You know what else feels good? Making more money.
Oh, okay.
Making more
money,
you're
going a different direction.
A lot of you guys have jobs you're not happy with. A lot of you are feeling the effect of the oil and gas industry's downturn. If you've been hurt by that, and you still want an occupation with some solid income potential but a little less volatility, you need to check out mycomputercareer.edu. IT, one of Houston's high growth sectors. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. And if you have a buddy in IT, you probably know those dudes are making okay. They're making okay dough. There's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT's consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. And the place to go to get those skills, mycomputercareer.edu. Houston is a hot IT market, one of the hottest in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get these jobs, you've got to have those skills and certification. And My Computer Career, it's more than just a school. They have a complete career change program, which basically helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students directly. Many of those students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending classes only twice a week on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill and Texas workforce programs. What are you waiting for? Start making more money now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Find out if an IT career is right for you. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment with RJ Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com,
a GE Factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN. Just waiting on RJ to make contact with us, and then we'll get going with him. A couple people. Okay, he's here. So we'll jump right in with our good buddy and the man who gave up 14 points last week and didn't have to sweat.
I was with him.
RJ Bell.
He's a smart man.
Pregame.com. What's going on?
Hold on. Point of clarification.
Get the sweat a little.
I laid 13 and a half.
Oh, okay. I did too. Yeah. Okay. No one's giving up 14, right? Yeah.
No way.
Hey, you'd have to be an idiot to do that.
Yeah.
No, I did have someone actually bet me Florida State and it gave me 43, and I lost that one. So against Louisville. Mm. Now, think about that, guys, and you both are bettors, and you can appreciate, and we have a lot of listeners, I think, who indulge. How much would you have bet if I would have said, I'm going to give you Florida State plus 40 against Louisville? How much would you have bet?
I would have bet everything I had.
Yeah. I'd be coming to you for a job right now.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, RJ, can I get a job, buddy?
But RJ,
and that goes to show you is there are no sure things.
RJ, if I gave you Florida State plus 20 this week against Louisville, who would you take?
Oh, I certainly would take Florida State.
Well, of course you would. I mean, I would too.
But I will say this. The adjustments in college football, and one of the things that I've really enjoyed this football season, we've done our dream podcast, which has me hosting with two of the sharpest NFL guys out there. One of them, Steve Fezzik, who won the Super Contest twice, only guy to ever do that. And we've had that now a third year, and it's been very popular. First year of a college dream pod with a different fellow that joins Malinsky and myself. And one thing I've really learned from these guys, because college is very secondary for me, I more or less follow the guys I really respect, is adjustments early in a college season can be significant. So there was about an 8-point adjustment between Louisville and Florida State. Is the guy I respect the most with the power ratings, and we put him up at the site, actually upgraded Louisville by 5 points, and they downgraded Florida State by 3. So I do think it's legit. Louisville was like a 2-point underdog in that game. I think that line would be right around, 6 now. They'd be a 6-point favorite. So the idea of an 8-point adjustment would never happen in one week in the NFL. We just don't know these college teams as well because there's so much variance in quality of opposition, especially early in the year. There can be really big changes, but nothing like 20 points.
All right, I'm telling you, I love betting colleges because you have more to choose from, and you get a lot of mismatches, and the lines aren't always where they should be. Now, that one, I would have bet Louisville, but there's no way I would have thought that would have happened. Let's move on to the NFL, though, because let's start with Cowboys-Bears, because I'm intrigued by this game, and I think a lot of people are here because there's Cowboys interest. But Bears getting 7, how much of a difference is it going to make with Hoyer in and Cutler out, and has that affected the line at all?
A little bit, but less than you might think. And here's the rationale. If it were a computer game, right? So I'm from the Tecmo Bowl generation. So imagine that you had a certain quarterback and then, he got hurt and had to be replaced. No doubt Hoyer, if you looked at his Tecmo ratings, would be a lesser quarterback. And that's why Cutler got the big contract. That's why Hoyer is a journeyman, right? That's easy. But this isn't a computer generation. These are human beings in a locker room, on a plane, all the things that make someone a good teammate. And listen, I have no desire to cast aspersions as someone I've never met, but it seems that, let's just go with the narrative. The narrative is Cutler is not particularly well-liked with his team. And at minimum, he's not someone that people rally around. So I think certainly talent-wise, downgrade without Cutler, but I think especially the first week, and this is a phenomenon you often get with injuries. When there's a drastic injury, and when I say drastic, I mean someone that really matters to a team. The first game is the game to play on that team because they're doing everything else right. They're like, all right, guys, we got to practice really hard. We got to make sure we can compensate for not having so-and-so. Now, they typically overperform in week one. Then what happens is the public says, look, it wasn't very important. They were fine with his backup quarterback. And the players start to say, wow, we're fine. We don't need to do that last 5%. And then what happens is the combination of the market being more optimistic and the team being a little less intense makes game two a tough game where you want to go the other way. I would say if you're going to play it blind, and you shouldn't, whenever there's a major injury, bet on them in game one, bet against them in game two, you're going to do better than 50% that way. Though, again, you probably don't overcome the vig with that. So I think that the Bears, especially because there's not a lot of love for Cutler, are going to really try to come together here. So I would say if I had to play that game, especially if I get 7.5, I would like the Bears. Though, I'll be honest with you, I was optimistic on the Bears. I had them, I think, the first 2 weeks. And so I think Vegas was just wrong about the Bears, that this team isn't as good as we thought. But specifically with the quarterback situation, I think it's a modest adjustment at most.
RJ Bell, pregame.com, is our guest. Let's talk about your Steelers against the Eagles, because that game has me completely confused. I don't know what to make of the Eagles yet. I have a feeling that the Steelers should be able to take advantage of that secondary, but you're the Steelers guy. Tell me what's going to happen there.
So I'll give you the same analogy I gave to Stephen A. Smith today. I do his show every Friday. Is if we went in a gym, you never see me play basketball, right? So I'm almost 5'11", let's call it. And first two shots, I sink threes. What are you thinking?
Thinking you're a little white guy who can shoot.
All right. But you're not sure I can shoot. You're sure I'm not horrible, but you're not sure I can shoot.
Well, you might be horrible. You might be the luckiest guy on earth.
Well, listen, if you make two, you're probably not horrible, right? My point is, what we now know is Wentz probably isn't going to be horrible. I'm not sure we know much more than this. And, the old joke, and it was everyone gets a good laugh out of this one, is Wentz, did really well in high school. He did really well in college, did really well against the Browns. And then what about an NFL team? So we can't forget one of the two games was against a team that is clearly the worst in the league. I've never seen a team, number 32, be this far away from number 31. Right now, actually, we've got in our Vegas rankings, which we do 1 to 32 at the site, and we put a number on each team. is San Francisco actually is number 31. Now think about, so who's the second worst team? That's interesting because I think it could be the Rams. I think it could be the 49ers. But either of those teams would be 4 or 5 point favorites on a neutral over Cleveland. I've never seen the worst team be that much worse than number 31. So let me ask you guys, who's 31 for you?
For me, it's San Francisco. It's hard to say because they beat the Rams, but I still, if they played again, I'd still be on the Rams. But Case Keenum at quarterback is just such a disaster for them. The rest of their team, I would take over San Francisco in a heartbeat. But I'll say the Niners 31 for me.
Okay, so if it's a neutral field, Cleveland, San Fran, what's the line?
I'd say probably 3.5.
Ooh, I'd be laying it. I'd be laying it heavy on that one. And especially with Kessler.
With their quarterback situation, it's hard not to.
And actually, it's funny because I haven't laid over a touchdown in a, you know, quite a while. And I was talking about obviously laying the 13.5 last week. My best bet of the week's Miami. I think, especially at 9.5, right, which is out there, I think that's a heck of a bet because when you have a decent team that's laying a big lumber, and I think Miami's a decent team. I think Gase, wise guys love the new coach Gase. They really like him, and they think the team's a lot more disciplined, trending in the right direction. Obviously, at Seattle was a nice, you know, game. In hindsight, you look back and say, well, Seattle didn't play too well against the Rams, so who knows? But what, you know, what I would say is that you know Miami's motivated 0-2. If you have any you know, hope of making the playoffs, you know, 0-3 is a disaster. So I'm looking at 0-2 teams that I believe genuinely have a chance in their minds. That's what's important. It doesn't matter if they can make it or not. In their minds, think they have a chance, and you got to at least start your handicap in that direction. And that's one of the reasons I like the Saints. You know, one of my better bets of the week, I would say the Saints -3. You don't like that?
No, I don't like either one of them. Fred likes you. He's with you on the Dolphins.
Big time,
I don't think
yeah.
the Dolphins are a good team at all. I think the Dolphins are in that same conversation with teams that you could consider one of the worst in the league, honestly.
All right, so let's just put this into perspective now. So Fezzik does his power ratings. We talked about that, and we got him up at the site. He's got – now, the way he does it is zero is an average team. If you're above zero, you have a plus number by the number of points you are better than average. And if you're below zero, you have a negative number. So the Steelers, for example, are +6. Best team in the league would be 6 points on a neutral against an average team. So Miami is -1.5. So really what we're saying is Miami is right there on the cusp of being an average team. Now, you can disagree with that, and maybe Fezzik's wrong. But, for example, Tennessee's -4, and we talked about the Browns right now with Kessler are -10. So it does give you a little context. I think Vegas is a little higher on Miami than you are.
I'm all over that game. So
I also think the Saints, if they're a team that had playoff aspirations, they shouldn't have. They were delusional. That's not a good team.
I think they still do, though. I mean, when you have Drew Brees, even though I think Brees – quite frankly, is physically limited relative to even a couple years ago. And I think the same thing about Matt Ryan. That's why I think the Raiders have given up 800 yards passing, over 800 on defense, right? Yielded over 800. No other team in the NFL has yielded over 700 yards passing. So you might say, well, yeah, but Ryan and Bree, I think both those guys are on the back end of their career, no doubt about it. One thing about the Saints, though, and these are the kind of things that make a big, big difference, is with the Saints, it's the 10-year anniversary of the post-Katrina first game when they reopened the Superdome. When the Saints actually are engaged and the fans are really engaged, that's one of the best home fields in the NFL. In fact, if you just had blindly played the Saints on games which are prime time, so, you know, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, last 15 games, 13-2 against the spread at home now, 13-2. So 10-year anniversary, 0-2 season on the line. I think that you're going to see one of the biggest home field advantages this season in New Orleans on Monday night.
I'm taking the over in that game. That's my other play. Dolphins and then over in that game, 53.5. So interesting stuff, man.
I got to ask him before we let him go about the Redskins. Is that a I'm into this buying low, selling high, and the Redskins are probably my favorite play this week. What do you think?
I tell you, you know, I a person that used to be at ESPN, so I won't name him, my greatest picks. And, you know, he had the Redskins. And, you know, when I looked at the sportsbook data, and we're lucky we have a CG Technology, which is the biggest book in Vegas. They have like 6 locations. They actually give me the raw data that I get to work with and get some real insight into. It was strongly on Washington. And I couldn't even hardly make the case. And here's the thing that jumps out at me. All right, so the Skins are 0-2. So you might say, okay, they're going to be motivated. No doubt about it. But now you hear about Kirk Cousins and some locker room conflict and questions about him. All right, so that's a little red flag, but who knows how true it is or not. Wise guys are in a consensus agreement, worst coaching they've seen of any team this year with the Skins. They just don't think Gruden is the guy. But here's what jumps out at me the most. What is the narrative about the Skins last year? Was they made the playoffs. And hey, they did. Give them credit. But do you know in 16 games how many times the Redskins were favored? You know, regular season? Twice. And they were underdogs 14 times and favored twice. So yeah, they exceeded expectations, but Vegas isn't that wrong. Usually when you see Vegas expectations by more than a little, it's, you know, a couple bounces go your way and all that. So I just wonder what the fundamental baseline, you know, they say water finds its level. What is the Redskins' level? Because I think it might be a 5-11 type team, and thus being 0-2 doesn't really matter. And then you look at the Giants and saying, this is a team that's defense is much, much better, and here's the trick with the Giants quickly. I know we got to run. Is the offense hasn't shown it on the scoreboard, but if you look at the yardage, the offense and the number of playmakers the Giants has been really positive. So whenever it's early in the year and the yardage says one thing and the scoreboard says the other, trust the yardage because there's more repetitions. It only takes a couple of fumbles, a couple of tip passes in the red zone to mess up the scoreboard over the course of just a couple of games. So if the Giants have the playmakers I think they do on offense, this is a really good team. The line's only 4.5, so you're telling me that the Giants on a neutral are only 1.5 over the Skins? So wise guys agree with the Skins? I don't.
All right.
That's RJ Bell. Pregame.com joins us every week. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, thanks again, my man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Guys, do you have business? Are you hiring? And if you are, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates?
It will tell you.
Yeah, definitely. ZipRecruiter.com. Because posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And trust me, I've had to hire people before, and I wish when I was in the newspaper business I had ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, whatever your industry, wherever you're at, nationwide, just post once, watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter. It's an easy-to-use interface. You don't have to juggle emails or calls, which nobody wants to do. You don't want to get calls from the guys that are hoping you hire them. That's the last thing you want. Quickly screen your candidates, you rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free, absolutely free, by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time to try it for free. Go there today, ZipRecruiter.com/play.
This segment with RJ Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcasts. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Hey, you know what I'm going to do because I love the people?
You're going to have sex with them.
Oh, no, probably not.
That's what you do to your loved ones.
Yeah, they don't love me that way, AJ.
Oh.
You remember, I'm disgusting. Caller 20, 2 tickets to the second annual Whiskeys of the World Houston at the Hyatt Regency downtown October 1st, featuring hundreds of whiskeys, food, whiskey seminars, and cigar and whiskey pairings. Tickets must be bought in advance. Log on to whiskeysoftheworld.com to purchase them now. Also, what else do I have to tell you about here? I have to tell you that download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your... Already did that, didn't I? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
I think we're good.
All right. Caught up on everything. So now we'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I think this could be Gem of the Year. Have you ever tried to use something strange as a bong? Something different?
Nothing out of the world different. Maybe like, no, nothing too crazy.
I think the craziest thing I ever tried to use was a tennis ball can.
Okay.
But that...
I was a big believer in always just having the right equipment for the job.
Oh, yeah, just have a bong. Yep.
And not like, you know, I didn't grow up like I'm Richie Rich or something, but if I had pot, I always had a means of smoking it without having to be MacGyver. I always hear people telling stories about, oh, yeah, I made a bowl out of an apple one time, and I was like...
Oh, that apple thing works.
I'm sure it does, but I always had a pipe that worked better, and I didn't have to make something out of an apple.
Actually, we'll have more discussion of the apple thing later, because I'd never heard of that, and then the first time somebody suggested, I'm like, that makes no sense, and then I tried it, and it was like, hey, this is pretty cool. Well, I've never done anything like this. A 27-year-old Boston man suffered extensive injuries to his lower body after an unconventional attempt to fill a scuba tank with weed smoke failed spectacularly. According to the testimonies of several witnesses, he had consumed a copious quantity of alcohol before making the decision to demonstrate his homemade device. He's a recreational diver. For some time, he's been tinkering with an old scuba tank that he bought cheaply from a dive shop. His plan was to use an air compressor to feed smoke into the tank and then use a scuba regulator to inhale it. Well, he'd been telling his friends and then finally invited him over because he'd finally perfected what he called his scuba bong.
But did he, though? Was it perfected?
I don't know if it was perfected or not because of what happened. Apparently, he'd had a number of celebratory drinks before we arrived, and he was so delighted to finally have his scuba bong up and running. With his friends present, Mr. Fitzpatrick proceeded to offer a demonstration, and then things went horribly wrong. According to witnesses, he was attempting to reattach the air compressor when he stumbled, knocking the scuba tank off a workbench and onto the concrete floor.
Oh, no.
The tank basically exploded after he knocked it over. None of his friends were injured, but the blast from the ruptured tank sent shrapnel flying directly into his lower body. They quickly phoned for an ambulance.
Lower body, like a leg?
Oh, no, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, no.
They spent over 8 hours treating his extensive wounds. He's since been downgraded from critical to serious, but medical staff announced they've been unable to save his testicles.
Oh, no.
Which had been
escalated quickly.
Which had been cleanly severed by a shard of metal.
Oh!
Scuba bong turns into losing your testicles.
See, this is why you should always just have a one-hitter that you carry around in your pocket instead of trying to be MacGyver.
Exactly. Well, I've never tried anything like that, but...
Good Lord.
Yeah, is that not a Gem of the Year candidate?
That's pretty solid. I mean, it's horrible for him.
No, it is.
And it's good for our amusement.
In reading the story, I thought, well, this has got to be a fake, right? But it's from the Boston Leader. Through Barstool Sports, so yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to his balls. That's
Twitter thoughts and prayers, though.
Yeah, not real ones.
No, honestly, this is a guy that never needs to reproduce anyway.
Probably the best move.
So
to stop that.
It worked out the way it should have. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, going to tell you one last time before the weekend starts about DraftKings, DraftKings.com. And remember, you don't have to win. You don't have to come in first place to win money with DraftKings. The guy who finished in 800th last week took home $100 This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. You want to grab your chunk of that for sure. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, and one-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It means, oh, you're going out of town this weekend. You don't really have time to set your lineup. You're busy at work. No big deal. Not an issue with draft. Don't play this week. Come back next week. Try again. It's really simple. You play with the players you want when you want to play. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew your old rivalries with friends and family. Find out who the best really is, or just play with a total stranger. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for you. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code Houston, and you'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
This is the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.